NECAs, as we call them because they're part mechanical, have a real issue with humans because humans on the second grand experiment betrayed them. And you don't betray a NECA without paying a price. And they blew up the planet. They left their calling card in a scalar device and just wiped it out. And so we are at that point, you know, each Earth is like a replica of the last one. And it goes through many of the same evolutionary, it follows the same evolutionary path. Like it had its Avalon and Camelot, which is actually where we get our memory of it. You notice we can't find it here on Earth. There's no evidence of it, yet we know it's real. Well, what we're picking up is a memory of the second grand experiment where Avalon and Camelot actually did exist. And even the Christ energy came from there. So they destroyed that planet, and we are now at that point in our evolution where we will meet them again. And this time we have to rise above that. This time we got to get our consciousness above it. And in particular, we have to get the consciousness in Colorado Springs above it, so that the plan that is in place by the government to bring these mechas in and parade them as the new savior, so to speak, who will have technology that will heal all of our illnesses. But in return, we're going to have to register to get healed and take an implant. That's how they'll do it.
Do we have to?
If we want to be healed. And you see, they're creating all kinds of viruses and stuff now that are killing people. And they're spraying our skies to make us sick, so that we're really getting set up to where when these mechas do appear, and they will look just like us. First of all, we won't be scared of them because they look like us. Two, they'll have superior technology, and so we'll immediately give up our power to save our loved ones, to heal our loved ones. But we will pay a price. We will have to give something in return, and we will give up our sovereignty and our free will, and we'll be tracked. You know, they'll say in no place to run, no place to hide. That's what it will be like. You'll end up with something inside of you. It will be a tracking device, no matter where you go. Now, if you decide to cut out that tracking device and live outside the grid, life will be very, very hard. Very, very hard.
What if you choose not to take your own? I mean, kill you.
You can live outside the grid.
Or will they kill you if you don't do it?
I don't know if they'll kill you. I don't know what their plans are for that. I just know life outside the grid will be very, very difficult. Extremely difficult. You'll be persecuted. Your kids won't be able to go to school. You won't be able to go into certain places because you'll be considered a health risk, because you've not been inoculated. So they've got it planned. We just want to avoid that.